Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, everybody, emergency Destiny Talk Radio. Not only is this a podcast that you may be listening to right now, but I'm doing this live on Twitch. So thank you to everyone that's hanging out on Twitch with me right now. But news came down today. Bungie and Activision have broken up. And as one of my good friends, Khalif Adams from the Spawn On Me podcast, put on Twitter, he goes, this is the most exciting divorce he thinks he's ever seen in his life. Because everyone instantly got excited. Destiny was trending everywhere. All over Reddit, obviously Twitter, just everywhere. It was just number one trending thing when this happened. But to kind of just deep dive into this and what it means. So we kind of got to go back in time to 2007 when Halo 3 was coming out. Bungie at the time was owned by Microsoft. They were making Halo games for Xbox. Again, I don't have all the details, but it sounds like Bungie wanted to be a little more creative. So they didn't want to just be making Halo games. So they basically bought their independence. So as I was saying, Bungie basically wanted their independence so that they weren't just stuck being the Xbox, being the Halo studio making games on Xbox. So they basically bought their freedom, left Microsoft, they were independent, and then they signed with Activision. A 10-year plan to make a new game, because obviously Activision, as Bungie said in their statement that came out today, they needed to partner with someone, a big publisher that basically was taking a risk, but had the foresight to make this huge investment into the game that they were making. That game, as we know, I wouldn't say Moon Pie. This is definitely not a 10-year regret. Absolutely not. But obviously, you know, they went into this 10-year agreement with Activision, and Destiny is the game that we got. Obviously, 2014, you guys know how much I love it, and here we are. So I'm actually very happy about this quote-unquote separation, breakup of them, because I think what has happened is Activision is all about making money, right? They obviously want a return on their investment. They want to make back the money that they've invested into Bungie over this 10-year plan. And if you look at Destiny, what Destiny has become, it needs to be a more hardcore experience, because its most rabid fans, people like myself, we want these super challenging experiences, and we're just dying for more and more content all the time. We can't get enough content when it comes to this game. Bungie could not keep up with that. So Activision actually brought in High Moon Studios and Vicarious Visions to also help create new content for Destiny, you know, Destiny 1, Destiny 2, just on and on, right? So that happened, and we started to see some content come out. But, you know, like, you know, I had the fortunate opportunity. I went to the Destiny 2 review event, didn't thinking anything of it when I went to that launch event, but we found out quickly after that Destiny 2 had been quote unquote neutered. It had been made more of a casual experience. And I believe, and I don't have 100% evidence on this, I've heard whispers through the grapevine, this is the result of a lot of pressure from Activision, because sales weren't meeting their expectations. They weren't getting enough of the casual audience in there buying the game. It was really just kind of the same hardcore audience that was playing this game. But what also happened was when they made Destiny 2 too casual, to try and attract more people, you alienated the hardcore audience at the same time. So we saw what happened going late 2017, you know, all the mistakes that were made. And then it basically took almost a calendar year for them to fix them, which culminated with Destiny 2 Forsaken, which kind of brought Destiny, back to what we expected it to be when its sequel came out, to be more of a hardcore, more of a challenging experience. So I'm saying all that because Activision wants their game to be, look, they make Call of Duty, right? Call of Duty, they put one out every year and it makes money hand over fist, right? It's basically the number one game in our industry the past 10 years. And they wanted Destiny to be on that level. Now, again, this is just my opinion. I don't have this as a fact, but Destiny was not meeting those sales expectations. But what was happening was Bungie was trying to balance that fine line of a casual audience versus a hardcore audience. Who do you cater to? Who do you trying to make happy? They've obviously skewed to, we want to keep our hardcore audience happy. We saw what happened over 2018. They had the community summit, just everything that culminated into Forsaken. So I think we're here today because Bungie and Activision are at odds. I don't think they hate each other. I'm sure it's a friendly separation, but you know, Activision has one vision for the game. Bungie has another. So Bungie did whatever it is they needed to do to basically buy their independence once again, get out of this 10-year contract early so that they now completely own the Destiny IP. And they're going to, from this point forward, self-publish their games. They're not going to rely on another publisher because, like they even said in their statement 10 years ago, the gaming industry was in a different place. Now we're in a place with just the way that gaming works, the internet, social media, just the digital platform. You don't necessarily need a publisher to help you get your title out there, right? So Bungie has bought their freedom. They now own the Destiny IP 100% clear and free, and they can do whatever they want. And that absolutely excites me to know that they can do whatever they want now with the game, which I think is we're definitely going to start seeing a more of a hardcore experience. We're going to see Destiny skew more towards what that initial teaser trailer was. I believe it was like at E3 2013 or something like that. They showed that demo of what they envisioned Destiny to be. And I think that's where the game's going to get closer to. I mean, we've had rumblings about Destiny 3 being more of an RPG experience. And I absolutely think that's where they're going to go with the game. And I'm 100% all for it. So, like I said, I'm very excited about this. I think this is the right move. And I won't take credit for this because Mark from Guardian Radio brought this up, but I was kind of thinking a little bit of it myself was, you know, Bungie, it came out that they made that partnership with NetEase. That's that company in China. And they went into a partnership with them. I think it was like $100 million or whatever it was. And they were going to venture off into something new. I think that actually turned out to be what we have here today. I don't think Bungie's making a new game. I think they were basically reinvesting with themselves, and they used a partnership with NetEase to basically buy their independence and to build the capital that they're going to need to venture out on their own and be a self-publisher now. So again, I think this is very exciting. So what do I think all this means at the end of the day in the short term? I think in the short term, Destiny 2, as far as what the current roadmap we're seeing, that's probably still a lot of that's going to be partnered with Activision. I know that Blizzard or Battle.net already came out and said that Destiny 2 will stay on Battle.net. That's not going away. And I think the short-term content that's already been agreed upon will come out. I think this will lead us all the way up to September. But once we get to September, and I wish Danny was here because this was probably one of his crazy ideas that got into my head. Don't be shocked if Destiny 3 is out this September. And here's why. I think Bungie is going to want to just completely cut the cord, all ties with Activision, and just fresh start, go off in whatever direction they want to take the game, be the self-publisher, put it on something like the Epic Store as an example for the PC version. Maybe model after what CD Projekt Red has done with, they also self-publish their games. Whereas on the PC side, you know, they put it on GOG, obviously they can put it on Steam, whatever their games. But for the console games, for the physical copies, they partner up with a publisher in a distribution deal. So like what CD Projekt Red has done is they partnered up with Warner Brothers in North America. And Warner Brothers handles the distribution of all their physical copies of their games that come out on a console. Whereas the digital stuff, they handle themselves. I can easily see Bungie doing something similar to this where digital distribution, they partner up with at the Epic Store because obviously Epic is doing a lot of amazing things, you know, on the gaming storefront space right now. So maybe they partner with Epic to deliver their Destiny 3 on the PC side on the digital store, right? But on the Xbox and the PlayStation, obviously they partner with them on their digital stores, but then the physical copies of those games, you know, they partner up like I said, just randomly. I don't know. Let's just say they partner with a Bethesda because it really doesn't matter. But a publisher that has the infrastructure actually to be able to deliver physical games out there to their audience, right? But, you know, I'm just saying that for North America, could be different in Europe, Asia, etc., right? But the point is Bungie is now a self-publisher. They can do whatever they want. They can take the game in any direction that they want. And to me, that's the very exciting thing about this. They're not going to be held to a strict content release schedule, things like that. Because I think a lot of the issues that we've had with Destiny over the past few years is the fact that they've had to stick to the strict release cycle of DLC and, you know, things like the Eververse store for monetization, things like that. I'm truly hoping that Eververse probably doesn't go away, but gets neutered in its current form, and they find a different way to monetize the game beyond doing these kind of silly microtransactions. Maybe, you know, they find a way to come up with a reasonable content schedule where, look, we may not be getting content as fast as we want, but the content that we do get is meaningful and has weight to it and is challenging and really engages the community. So that's the kind of things that I'm looking forward to with this new venture that Bungie's going to be able to go on as a self-publisher. And, you know, my wife wants to vacuum while I'm doing this when I said I was recording. So this is how it works. So I hope that doesn't come out too much on the recording. But like I said, I'm excited about this because I think another thing before I forget. Obviously, like I mentioned before, Vicarious Visions and High Moon Studios has been partnered up. These are Activision Studios that has been helping Bungie get content out. What does that mean post this year? Because like I said, I think we need to get through this year, and then that's kind of when Bungie is going to, quote unquote, have their freedom from Activision. Are they going to be able to still use Vicarious Visions or High Moon Studios to supplement the content they want to put out? Probably not, since those are Activision Studios and Activision is going to want them working on Activision titles. So don't be shocked to see another third-party studio come out of the woodwork that will help Bungie with some of the content that they need to put out, you know, for potentially whatever Destiny 3 is going to be or whatever new expansion could potentially be in September. So E3 is going to be interesting this year because a lot's obviously going to change. You know, I've had a pretty good relationship with Activision PR over the years. Activision PR is not going to be handling Bungie anymore. So who's going to be the PR person? I'm just thinking from our coverage standpoint. So, you know, all that kind of stuff is going to change. Obviously, their messaging, what stage are they going to stand on at E3? Phil Spencer has obviously already reached out to them via social media, excited to be able to work with them. No, I don't think they'll do anything exclusive with Microsoft, or even that exclusive PlayStation deal probably ends this September as well. So I don't think they're going to have exclusive content anymore. I think all their content will be on all their platforms at the same time, be it Xbox, PlayStation, or PC. But I will be curious to see what stage they're standing on at E3. Obviously, we know PlayStation won't be there this year, but does Bungie show back up with Xbox to talk about whatever their new content is going to be this September? You know, what is that going to look like at the trade shows now for them? Who's going to be the face? Is it still going to be Deej? Is it going to be someone else? We simply don't know. But that's kind of the exciting thing to see where Bungie decides to take this IP moving forward. And like I said, I'm all for it because, you know, I've been playing it since it came out in 2014, and I don't see me stop playing it anytime soon. The raids are just some of the most fantastic cooperative pieces of gaming content I've ever played in my life. My son obviously plays with me. We do it together. We're part of a great clan, great group of people that I've met over the years. And now that I feel like the quote unquote shackles are being taken off of Bungie, and I don't mean that in a negative way towards Activision. I just mean Activision has one vision, Bungie has another. Now we only need to worry about the one vision, and they don't clash with each other anymore. So if Bungie has a clear, definitive vision of where they want to take this game, they're going to be able to do that now. And just seeing the reaction from some of the Bungie employees on Twitter today tells me that they're very excited about this. And as a gamer and just a big fan of that studio and the games that they put out, I'm very excited for that future as well. So I think that's it. Like I said, I don't want to ramble on this too long. Just kind of wanted to put my thoughts just on audio. Like I said, I'm live on Twitch. I'll probably see what the chat room is talking about after I end this. But as far as the podcast goes, like I said, this has been Emergency Destiny Talk Radio. This is Paris. Bungie is now an independent. They're the biggest independent gaming studio in the world, I think it's safe to say. And they're going to be a self-publisher now with Destiny. So I'm excited to see what the future holds. And I'm sure more news will be coming out here in the next month, 6 months. And we'll just see what happens in September when this current roadmap ends. But again, this is Paris, Gamertag Radio. Thank you guys for listening. And see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.